Chapter 34. Elisa wasn't sure why she was rattled, whether it was her disappointment with Dylan, the alcohol, or the shock of seeing the suspect 20 feet in front of her. But whatever the reason, she couldn't think of what to say. Stop, freeze, halt, don't move, get on your knees, hands behind your head. They all zipped through her head. But by the time she opened her mouth, the suspect took off running. She ran after him, happy she'd chosen flats instead of heels. Halt! Paradise Police! Halt! Alicia was yelling as loudly as she could. She was sure he heard her, but the suspect wouldn't stop. He was pretty quick, though he couldn't seem to lengthen the distance between them. Nor did he try to duck down side streets or head into the marina, where, in the dark, it would have been easier to lose her. In fact, he kept turning back to eye her, almost to make sure she was still following behind him. And then there was the look on his face. She could swear he was smirking at her. It was the kind of smirk a little kid has when he knows something you don't and he thinks that matters. She couldn't get that look on his face out of her head. What does he know? Why is he looking at me like that? Paradise Police! Stop! He didn't stop. Alicia hadn't yet reached under her jacket for her off-duty piece. Jesse was very clear about how he expected his cops to act. She could hear his voice in her head. No gunplay in town. We're not going to get any citizens hurt by ricochets or missing shots going through bedroom windows. You draw your weapon in town only when you feel citizens are under threat or you are in imminent danger. And neither of those thresholds had been met. Besides, she thought, as the suspect took a surprising turn toward the station house, this guy was only wanted for questioning. All they had on him in terms of evidence was surveillance footage of him acting nervous while purchasing 5 gallons of kerosene. No, she wasn't going to go for her weapon and put herself in any more hot water than she already was. That's when things began going sideways. When the suspect looked back at her, the smirk was gone. She wasn't sure what to make of his expression. Could that be disappointment on his face? They were almost at the police station when the suspect reached around under his jacket. Paradise Police! Don't do it, asshole! Even she could hear the change in her voice, the level of threat in it ratcheting up. And she was suddenly conscious of her off-duty 9mm in her right hand, its polished steel slide glistening in the ambient streetlight. She felt a wave of relief wash over her as the suspect's hand came out from under his jacket with nothing in it. But her sense of relief was short-lived, because as they ran directly in front of the police station, the guy turned back to look at her, and there it was again, that smirk. What does he know that I don't? Is he playing me? Past the station, the suspect picked up the pace. Alicia picked up her pace in kind. As she did, she felt a strange sense that there was someone else, someone hiding in the shadows, keeping up with the chase. It wasn't that she heard anything or saw anything. It was more a feeling than anything else. But she couldn't afford to divide her attention between the very real suspect 10 yards ahead of her and a specter out there in the dark. Just as she was prepared to dismiss the specter, she heard the hollow echo of a plastic garbage can falling to the pavement. Then, as she swung her 9mm around, a gray tabby emerged from the shadows, stared at her, sat on its haunches, and began washing himself. She smiled in spite of herself, but the smile lasted only long enough for her to realize that her brief hesitation had let the suspect gain a half block on her. She darted ahead, sprinting as hard as she could. As she closed the gap between them, he changed his tactics. Instead of keeping in a basic straight line, as he had from when their eyes met outside the Gull to now, he made a sharp left turn between 2 parked cars and doubled back past her, pumping his arms, breathing loud enough for her to hear. She turned with him. He turned again and again and again, left, then right. She matched him. She smelled her own sweat soaking through her clothes. Her throat burned. Her left side ached. Then the suspect seemed to vanish. Alicia stopped in her tracks, forcing herself to calm her breathing, listening. There, Footsteps. She smiled because she knew right where he was. Those last frenzied footsteps she'd heard sounded different from the ones that had come beforehand. These last steps had come from Newton Alley, a narrow dead-end lane inaccessible to cars that, in the 19th century, had been home to three small oyster houses. Now the home of art galleries, it was the one place in town where discarded shells had been incorporated into the pavement. Photos of Newton Alley were always included in Chamber of Commerce and tourist promotions for Paradise. Alicia had noticed while patrolling the area how her own footsteps sounded different on the pavement in Newton Alley. She took her time, collected herself, and moved cautiously toward the entrance to the dead end. Boxed in on three sides, the suspect had nowhere to go. Although the dead end was no more than 100 yards in length and very narrow, it was unlit, and Alicia knew that cornered humans were much like cornered animals. At the edge of the alley, she tried one last time.
"Surrender now. Let me hear you drop your weapon and kick it toward me,"
she called to him, calm as she could manage.
"Do it now. Right now."
Silence. With her weapon before her, Alicia spun to face down the lightless dead end. She could barely make out the suspect's silhouette. Although she couldn't see his face at all, she just knew he was smirking at her.
"Drop your weapon!"
The silhouette didn't move. Then it did. There was something in its hand. A flash briefly lit up the night, and in the light, Alicia saw that the suspect was smirking at her. She didn't wait for the inevitable bang of the shot before returning fire. This was her life or his now, and before she knew it, the slide of her 9mm locked. She'd emptied her clip at the silhouette.